Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ab Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vosburgher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hudlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almada. The throw from Brenzel and he is safe. Almada steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostermüller covering, for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Almada moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almada. The throw from Brenzel and he is safe. Almada steals third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Ostermüller moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Kham moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenzel hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Clint Brown. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Averill moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren strikes out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenzel hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 3 in the game. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ostermüller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kamm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 4 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kamm hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Trosky scores. Berger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 3 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.